Good afternoon, everyone. It is the 8th of September. It's Wednesday, and Mark is ready to read Mark chapter 5. So I'll turn it over to Mark, and we'll see you in the morning for the devotional.
And they came over unto the other side of the sea in the country of the Gadarenes. And he was come out of the ship. Immediately there met him out of the tombs a man of unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. No man could bind him, or not with chains, because he had been off and bound with fetters and chains. And the chains he plucked asunder by him, the fetters broke in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Always night and day he was in the mountains and the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God, dearly by God, thou torment me not? For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. They asked him, What is thy name? He answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. He besought him much that he would not send away out of the country. Now there was nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feed, and all the devils besought him, saying, Send us in the swine, that we may enter into them. And for what Jesus gave them leave, the unclean spirits went out into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place in the sea. They were about 2,000 were choked in the sea, and they that fed the swine fled, and told in the city and the country, and they went out to see what that was done. We read all the scriptures or not. And they came to Jesus and see him, possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting clothed in his right mind, and was sore afraid. And they saw it, told them how it fell to them that were possessed with the devil, and also concerned the swine. Began to pray him to part out their coast. When he was come into the ship, he that had possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. Departed and began to publish to Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. When Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, when people gathered unto him, he was nigh unto the sea. Behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. When he saw him, fell at his feet, besought him greatly, saying, This is too far, arms. Okay. To read all of this, is it too far? Okay. Can I quit? Is it too far to read? Okay. Hey. I'll read all of it. It's too far. Okay. I can't. It's too far. It's too long. Here, I'll get to you. We haven't gone, huh?